From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Chris.
Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Let me sip this real quick. It's real slow because it was like a heart palpitation just went through me about 10 seconds ago. So hold on. Oh, man, thank God for that defense. Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Bleed Blue Show. We've just had our second win of the year. We're 23-20 over the Washington football team, the only team that we seem to be able to beat regularly. It really, truly is. We withstood another fourth quarter breakdown, as usual, like we do in all of our teams all of our games this year against that's just about every team we play. We've had some spirited moments here today. We've had a few highlights, but, you know, this is a fan-driven show, and so our fans who are on the line already, they're going to tell you all about that. But, you know, I just want to give a special shout-out to my man, Austin Mack. I've been telling you guys when he was an unrestricted free agent that he was going to be something utterly special, and all you saw was a glimpse today, so just watch out. I personally would like to the New York Giants, of course. Thank them for making my life a little bit better today after this hectic, crazy-ass weekend. So this completes it. Man, anyway, our calling number is 929-477-4171. I'm exhausted, y'all can tell, right? You know, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all the stuff. www.bleedblueshow, one word, bleedblueshow.com. Again, the number is 929-477-4171 if you bleed blue. If you don't want to call in, just listen to us on those avenues, like I said before. Second division win this year. Second win over Washington. It was no turnovers by Daniel Jones. Yes, you heard me right. And it's not the off season. He did not turn the ball over. Had some really nice performances here and there. Little unremarkable things from Wayne Gallman, Alfred Morris. Let me see. Like I said, my man Austin Mack, man, 4 catches for 72 yards. He didn't score. He should have. They called a Nitnoy kind of call on him at the end of the second catch near the end zone. That was cool. But listen, I'm just beside myself. So you don't want to hear my boring ass. You want to hear the stakeholders, starting with Lady Blue and Carl. 929-477-4171. By the way, I've got a 3-minute clock on. Probably might not need it all that much today, man, because we did get a win, and we're probably our disposition is probably a little bit better than it normally is, like it is on a pregame show. And that's another thing. Check us out on our pregame shows, too. Every Thursday, there's a Giant pregame at 7 o'clock on East Coast, Eastern Standard Time. If you missed them before, you can check us out on iTunes, Podcast Republic, Stitcher apps, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Make sure you like our Facebook page, by the way, the Bleed Blue Show. It's got all the – you'll like it. You know, it has video highlights, video episodes, video breakdowns, probably pictures of all the ugly people that you're going to hear in a few minutes. So, again, 929-477-4171. We're going to kick it off with my girlfriend, my Bleed Blue wife, the wonderful Lady Blue. What's up, baby? Tell us
my
how much
fucking
you love
heart
Evan
can't...
Ingram. Tell him how much you love
Oh, my
Evan
God,
Ingram
I hate
how,
Evan Ingram.
He's your future man.
Hell to the no, okay? First off, my heart cannot handle our fucking team, okay? My heart is going to explode, okay? Holy crap, how we gave up a 17-point lead is I'm beside myself, Beth. But Evan Ingram,
yeah.
You know, he has one good catch and then 30 drop passes. His ass needs to go so bad. I can't handle him no more. He's got to go. I don't care how good we do. His ass needs to go. Oh, my God. This game, I mean, my heart is all over my notes. another fucking Ingram screw up, okay? All over my notes. Another Ingram penalty, another Ingram screw up. I mean, he did. Alfred Morris balled today, man. I was so happy he did so good against his former team because everybody said that he was too old and he couldn't do shit, but he showed his former team that he's not done. So I'm very happy to see that. Martinez with that interception did good. We left McLaurin way too open. I was very disappointed how soft we were against McLaurin and Sims. I was very disappointed in that. And, okay, yeah, was it just me or was that fucking penalty against Peppers bullshit? He was on the ground. His momentum flew him into the damn quarterback. I mean, they were saying that the leg sweep was you know, intentional and shit like that. But your momentum threw his ass into that quarterback. I was so mad. But the funniest thing, I got to tell you, I was listening to the halftime show with the Fox crew, and Michael Strahan was trying to stop from laughing when he said Ingram caught the ball, okay? I couldn't contain myself.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Strahan was laughing. Lord. Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, Andrew Thomas again. I do not like him. Andrew Thomas, no. I was just sick to my stomach with Ingram with that pass, with the drop passes. Another drop pass led to a Washington touchdown. Another drop pass led to a missed field goal opportunity. And that's another thing. I'm so tired of getting field goals. We were giving up touchdowns while their defense was only giving up field goals. We got
that's
it
crazy.
Together.
We do.
But I'm just so happy that we won. And I love you, Steve, but you are definitely eating crow today. So,
he is, man. He is.
I'm going to do a my God. For the Bleed Blue Show today yes. right now. Yes, he is.
But I'm happy for the win. We got our second division win against the Washington football team. We almost blew it, but we didn't. I'm very happy we got our second win. Yay for us. Bleed Blue. Go
yay,
Giants.
Yay. Bleed.
Now I can relax.
There you go.
And I can just... I need some time for my heart rate to go down. I mean, my heart rate was in the 150s during this flipping game. I swear to God, I mean,
damn.
My heart felt like it was going to blow up. But, hey, guys, I love you all. We won. Yes, we can bitch about a lot of things that happened. And another good thing, when DJ was sacked, guess what, y'all? He held on to the football. Holy
for
crap.
For once
yay,
in
DJ.
His life.
Yay, oh DJ. God. Even the announcer said that. That was the best play from Daniel Jones this
yeah.
whole game because it's usually a scoop and run for six. So
that's
I'm
it.
Very
anyway.
Happy. Can't wait to hear what the other stakeholders have to say. But guess what?
All
we
right.
won our second game. Bleed Blue,
Bleed Blue
for life.
Bleed Blue, Bleed Blue. That's Lady Blue, everybody, on the Bleed Blue show. Later on, you're going to hear from the likes. If you've never heard the show before, we are the most spirited Giants Bleed Blue fans there are. So later on, you're going to hear from Big Sean and Billy Bob, Ray Sun, my man Manny, Carl. Right now, though, we're going to give it to the incredible Bakes. Hey, my homie from Hollis, talk to me, man.
What's good, family?
Use your 3 minutes.
So,
kick us some knowledge and tell us what
I don't,
tell us
I don't
what
want
you love. Tell us what you love.
I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. I see the Taylor 2
okay.
halves like we always do. Great first half, great running by Alfred Morris. Big shout out to the offensive line. Was pushing
yes,
that first round stout defensive line around like nobody's business that first half. It was unbelievable. I'm like, yo, they're coming together. I'm like, they're running up the middle. They're running off tackle. They're running on the edge. And Alfred Morris was a monster. Big shout out to Garmin too and Lewis. And I still believe that Lewis should be starting because I just love the way he runs. Evan Ingram caught a
mm-hmm.
touchdown. You know, Daniel Jones looked efficient. Defenses were stout, and that I don't know what happened with Peppers and that leg whiff, but I I mean, I was like, I saw that in real time. I was like, man, that man's leg should not go that way. Because he got him in the knee, then the lower half twisted around. It looked like he broke everything in that leg below the knee. And I just hope he's okay. And if he's not, that, you know, he can recover pretty soon. Because I hate seeing that, even if it's the opposing team. But I posted, I was like, great first half. What will we do the second half? Boom, second half comes. Back with the bullshit. Defense making dumb plays, giving up turnovers, not tackling. I will
the
say
usual Giants.
Daniel Jones didn't throw any interceptions that I remember seeing. He had one fumble, he recovered it. That's probably his best game. And I did see him on plays. He let the play go, throw the ball out of bounds or taking a sack and protecting the ball. So I see that improvement. First time I've seen that this season from the last game where he wasn't trying to stretch the play and make something happen out of nothing, and he just ate the sack or threw the ball away and lived for the next down. So I will say kudos to Jones for that. Evan Engram, then after that, comedy of errors with not catching balls, balls hitting him in the face. Listen, as a grown man, you should never have balls hitting you in the face. Take that as you may. You should never have balls hitting you in the face. Right through his hands, and, you know, it's just the defense stepped up. We have four turnovers, five turnovers.
Yep.
I mean,
I don't know.
They played well for the most part, and they made clutch plays. Because I was worried. I was like, yo, we had a very big lead, and I was like, turn around, we gave the lead away, and then we turn over on downs. And what is going on with our first-round tackle? He's not cutting it. You see he got benched? He's not cutting it. Don't get me wrong. He's going up against a stout front four. When are we going to stop giving excuses, man? Because top talent supposed to perform like top talent. Does he need 2-3 years to develop? I don't know. But he can't keep getting beat like that. Lemieux, balling.
Balling, yeah.
Flowers 2.0.
That's right.
I'm very concerned about this young man.
Yeah. And
I'm talking about for Daniel Jones' safety. That safety blitz off the edge. I mean, I don't even know how Daniel Jones held on to that ball. But usually he don't hold on to that ball.
I don't either.
He got killed.
Big, man. I know he did. Stand by though, homie. We got some more show to go, and you're going to come back around. Everybody's 929-477-4171. That was the frontline extraordinaire himself. That's the incredible bitch. That's my homeboy. Here's my homegirl. This is Christian. Girlfriend, you want to be blue show for 3 minutes, and you're going to say your seal, or what you going to do?
2-7. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, we up for the division lead, I guess.
Listen, I'm a little excited, okay? But, yeah, just like Lady Blue said, it was like palpitations every catch. Honest to God, my heart was in my throat, this up-and-down roller coaster. But pretty even keel. We did much better than last week. I see progress. We still got a lot of work to do. Engram finally held on to the freaking ball for once. Thank God that it actually worked. Not crazy about him at all. He needs to be benched. But overall, the guys did great. Hats off to Blake on that huge interception, and it was crazy. But what an up and down game! We deserve the win, and bleed blue.
Bleed blue. That's Christian, everybody. Thank you, babe. 929-477-4171. You're listening to the post game roundtable, and you're gonna hear our team first. When I say this, New York Giants 23, Washington Football Team 20. It's always nicer when we have a higher score than the other team. It's always much nicer than that. You feel much better if you don't believe me. What's up, Chief? You want to clock me 3 minutes on the Bleed Blue Show?
A pleasant good afternoon, Chris. And I'm sure everybody needed a couple of drinks before that. Those last 2 minutes.
I've got tequila.
Oh,
I've got tequila.
But might have needed the whole bottle had that game gone the other way. Because, I mean, talk about survival. I mean, think about it. You're +5 in turnovers, and you have to sweat the game out to win by 3. Like, just think about that for a second.
Like,
crazy. crazy.
Only the Giants could do that.
You know,
only the Giants could do that.
Only them.
Oh, yep.
You know, but a couple of pros here from the game. Offensive line. You know, they played Washington now twice, and for as much talent as Washington apparently has on the defensive line, as we've seen in the two games, neither game have they really made much of a dent in terms of either A, stopping the run consistently or pressuring Jones to where the game was out of hand. So give credit to the offensive line in these two games. That was something we were talking about last week to see, hey, a second time around, would there be adjustments? As it turns out, the Giants did the exact same thing to them the second time around, only they had more plays because of the turnover.
Correct.
So good for them. I'll eat a little crow on the Alfred Morris situation. He did play very well today. You know, it still looks like he's got cement in his shoes, but you know what? It got him some yards, so I'm going to give him some praise on that. Wayne Gallman, good game out of him as well.
Yes.
On the other side.
There must be a problem with the transmission here. Sorry, get to continue.
no worries. On the other side, in the bad column, lack of aggressiveness. And because they won, I guess we can talk about it. Before the Washington made it, I think it was 23-17. I have to check that. No, was it 23-17? It was in the fourth quarter. It was fourth and four at the Washington 39-yard line when they were doing that little switcheroo thing that they've been doing now the last couple of weeks.
Oh,
and
boy.
Instead, it was a 20-yard punt, which essentially made the whole thing pointless. And then three plays later, Washington's in the end zone, which set up the way the rest of the game played out. Get the first down. Come on.
I think it's weird that Manny Dobbs is following you. I know he's going to say – he's going to echo you, Carl. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Late in the first half,
you know, I know they're up 20-3, and I guess they must have just assumed that they had enough points to win. But I mean, come on,
yes, they
did. You got two timeouts. They're not stopping you. Go, score. You know, it was as if the Giants assumed that, you know what, if we end the game at halftime, the game is over. I'm like, you know, we already saw this on Tuesday with another situation. The game doesn't end after 30 minutes. It doesn't work that way. The game has to play the whole way out.
Absolutely.
You know, and
absolutely.
So from that standpoint, you know, and now, Chris, we have seen this all season with this sort of level of conservativeness in terms of not trying to get as many points as possible. You have to score. Like, the Giants do not have a team that is designed where they're just, if we score 20, we're going to win. That doesn't work that way anymore. Go get as much points as you can. And as we close out here, you know, I'm looking at the thing here. Six of the last 11 Giants wins over the last 3 years have come against Washington. Like, seemingly can't beat anybody else, but we can beat them.
Washington Generals.
Yep.
Yes, indeed.
We feel good. Oh, man. I don't know. Well, we bleed blue anyway, Carl. Stand on by, man. Hang out, because you know you're coming back around. Uh-oh. Here we go. The incredible Matty Dobbs is on the line. There he goes.
Nights like this, I wish that raindrops would fall.
Eddie Kane, please do your 3 minutes, okay? Thank you.
Listen, man. First of all, shout out to the offensive line that played so well.
It did.
That
it
Alfred
did.
Morris ran a 20-yard run. It took him 12 and a half seconds, but he got there. And he ran the ball. Listen, I still ain't co-signing that sign. But and the Giants defense, they're going to make me start doing heroin here in a minute if they continue this shit. But listen, they gave the ball to the offense.
Tell about the run route, the run routes that you hate so much on offense.
Listen, if
that
they,
we always I, every
that,
week.
Let me get to that. First, five turnovers. They gave us five extra possessions, and we still couldn't put touchdowns in the damn end zone. That's driving me crazy. Shout out to Daniel Jones for not fumbling the ball away. Now we're back to these goddamn rub routes. We have run these rub routes all year, and we have not, I repeat, have not executed it at all. We've gotten an offensive pass interference call every game this year because we don't know how to run a rub route. For some reason, our giant receiver, most of the time it's Evan Ingram running the rub route. I have to say that. He's out there doing full-on basketball screens. What is wrong with you, man? It's a rub route. That means you get skinny and you slide in between the defender. You don't run into him. He's a dunce when it comes to that. He needs to knock that off. And Carl hit it on it. What the hell was the Dipsy do switcheroo? Ah, got you. Psych, we're going to punt. Ha ha, 20 yards. Damn, they scored. What are we doing? Why are we getting – we have no room for cute. None whatsoever. I enjoyed watching Lemieux play today. I enjoyed the running game today. And I said it, and I've been saying it, we're starting to develop an identity, people. And won't you believe it? It's coming out of the old bleed blue, big blue wrecking crew lineage. Run the ball. Control the line of scrimmage. Defense make plays. Run the ball. Control the line of scrimmage. Defense make the plays. And that's what's been going on. Now if we can just turn those extra offensive possessions that the defense has given us into points, we got some momentum. We'll be cooking with grease. And I'm going to echo what Steve said last week. Call me absolutely bonkers. Call me, what's the dude's name? Doc from Back to the Future. I think we can catch lightning in a bottle and put together four wins, and we are in the driver's seat in the dumpster bowl of a division. I'm pulling for the Steelers to whoop on the Cowboys today, and we're one game back. And if it's a tiebreaker, we end up having the lead over Washington, and we just need to beat Dallas again. Oh, well, beat Dallas this year.
All right.
It's still up for, as crazy as that sounds, it's up for grabs. And we need to ride the defense. I think we got something figured out there. If stupid Graham gets out of the zone, stop playing zone defense.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought for next time. In fact, your partner's coming up in a few people. So hold that thought because we're going to hear that. That's Crazy Manny Dogs, everybody. 929-477-4171. You know what? A big momentum accelerator would be beating the Eagles next week at this very same time. That would be good because then you're also talking three divisions. And we could beat the Eagles, man. As bad as the shit has been, we could beat the fucking Eagles next week.
We should have beaten the Eagles if it wasn't for Ingram.
That's what I'm saying. So let's go. You're going to let him off. I can say right now, you're terrible with that. But there should not be a problem with that. But let me move on because I got to put it all y'all on like racing right here. Everybody, 929-477-4171. Racing, what's up, man? Talk to the Bleed Blue folk real quick.
Racing. Yo, what's good? What's good, fam?
Well, you tell us, man. It's your floor.
Listen, let me tell you something, man, right now. And you know how I am, Chris. I keep 100.
We're on our honeymoon!
Yo, Giants defense. The Giants defense. The Giants defense. Crazy, man. Crazy. The Giants defense is crazy, man. I love this defense. Offensive line. I mean, we got the two rookies. You know, Andrew's struggling. I don't think he will be the next Eric Flowers. I don't think so. He needs to work on his shit a little bit more. Other than that, him and Lemieux, yo, they doing an excellent job. Even though it was a couple of penalties and shit towards the end, but it is what it is. But, yo, this defense right here, overachieving, man. I love this defense right here. And I am shocked that Danny turnovers did not turn over the ball. I'm shocked. I am shocked right now. But listen, let me tell you guys something. This Giants team might be 2-7, but comes to the defense. Now, the offense needs to work on their own stuff, but the defense, man, I couldn't be more proud of this defense. They're overachieving. Yo, Patrick Graham is a beast at disguising on blitzes. I love it. But you know what? That's all I got to say, man. Yo, this team is going in the right direction. Maybe not this year, but within a year or two, they're going to be on top. That's all I got to say.
Bleed blue. Bleed blue. Bleed blue.
Bleed blue.
Everybody on the show, 929-477-4171. Let's see. We got Big Sean on the line. What's up, Chief?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey,
basketball
man.
Season still starts in December, but I'm happy for the win. Can't say nothing bad about Mr. Jones, our quarterback. I love the running back, the run game, the line, our defense. The only problem I have, I'll keep it short, the play calling at the end of the game sucks. You're running them. You're running them to death. That last series, why not just keep running the ball?
Right.
They wasn't stopping y'all. I just didn't.
Right.
Why start throwing? It just didn't make sense. Yeah, 5 turnovers. We needed all 5 of those turnovers to win by 3. But still yet, I'm happy. And like I said, if we can beat Philly next week, who knows? I mean, I'm not really looking forward to, okay, we sneaking into the playoffs because I feel like we need a couple of more, you know, good picks for us to really,
right,
you know, forget the playoffs. I'm trying to, you know, get these Super Bowls, you know what I'm saying? So, but I'm happy for the win. You know, we playing hard, you know. Bleed blue, excuse me.
Bleed blue.
Yeah, that's all I got.
All right. I got you, Sean. I got you, Sean. That's Sean, everybody, on the Bleed Blue Show. Again, remember that score, 23-20, victorious over the Washington football team for the second year. I mean, second time this year. You know, it's a really strange situation. It's like, you know, Giants are like hookers sometimes. You know what I mean? It's like, you know.
What the hell?
Yeah, they are. They are, man, because it's like they tease you for the first 45 minutes, and then for some reason something goes wrong at the end. And, you know, you get so frustrated, you keep going back to the same girl in Washington. 929-477-4171. Let's go with Billy Bob, and let's see if he's in his feelings. Are you, bro?
Nope. I should be, but that's why I be in my feelings, because, listen – see, I'm gonna start off like this here. This is why I said this. Because look, even without Golden Tate, I just said if the Giants stay healthy, we should be able to win this division. I said that, right?
Yeah.
Just if we just stay healthy, we should be able to win. So that's why I get in my feelings. Second of all, I told y'all. I said on our final thoughts, I said, man, I don't know what y'all talking about. Alfred Morris been our best running back, even even in that Tampa game when he got in. I said he was our best running back. So somehow, I want to say, I'm not knocking Goldman, but I think he made Goldman a better runner. If you go look at the average, Morris had a better average carry. I told y'all, I said, as the game progresses, he going to get better. So he might have a style of running that may fit our offense. Don't say he's slow. It's just that's how he plays. We already know that Ingram, we already just going to put him in the section with Larry Donnell. All right, I said that already. We already came to recognize that he's Larry Donnell. And then we're back here again. We're still back to Jason Garrett. I told y'all, man, he just doesn't have a post on his offense. I mean, everything looks good for the Giants. I said if we just stay healthy, it's like we can win the division just by just staying healthy. That's the crazy thing. Until we figure out how to, until Jason Garrett figure out how to really get his hands on his offense, it can go to a different level. I was happy to see Daniel Jones go to Mac. Let's give Mac some props, man. You know what I'm saying? Because he was going unexpected. I would love to see Slayton get some more catches, but I already know that probably was he probably was next on line to be double guard or whatever it may have been. But listen, man, the Giants should be able to win this division. So this is why I'm like, this is why I get in my feelings when I know they should just win games like this. It's just simple facts. Just win games like this. And I'm okay with it. But like I said, if the Giants stay healthy, we okay. Stop knocking Alfred Morris. I said on my left, I said Alfred Morris was our best running back. Oh, Manny Dawg. Hey, I ain't going to say Manny Dawg, like you said. I said all we need to do is keep the line. You said it. Let's just keep the line. Finish. You don't even have to fix the line. Just keep the line and go get that tight end from Florida. We'll be all right. The Giants will be all right. You're talking about a quarterback? No. Go get that tight end from Florida. We'll be all right. And we can leave blue from here. Leave blue.
I tell you what. One thing about Billy Bob, man, he keeps it really quiet and subtle when he expresses his feelings.
Yeah. I'm in my feelings right now, bro.
Yeah. That's what he does. That's my man. Hey.
Love you, Billy Bob.
Yeah, that's my boy.
I love you, too, Lady Sue.
Hey, yo, Billy Bob, I need your number, man.
Don't do all of that. Y'all do all that socializing when I get off the phone. Or maybe one of these. Hey.
I love you too, Chris.
I'm not going to say that. I'll tell you all that in private. But I have something else. But last caller for now until we go to the next round. And you know who this is. This is Meat Grinder Kid right here. This is Manny Dawg's twin. Let's put him on the line and see what DB Nation needs to say. Go ahead, homie.
What's going on?
Tell us what you saw. Tell us what you feel. Tell us how you feel.
A rare feeling right now. It's uncharted territory for the past year and a half. We got to win. We actually got to win. So congratulations. And the coaches, man, we can't – offensively and defensively, we can't have all these brain farts. It's almost like they just dumb out after halftime. Patrick Graham – We got athletes that are obviously making plays. We got all these turnovers. But what the hell is he doing with this Operation Swiss Cheese zone defense bull crap? We got to get out of that. You know, we're up, what was it, 20-3?
Give us an example. Give us an example what you didn't like, bro. Give us an example. What do you mean?
I mean, just him running
during this
shitty coverages. Huh?
Like the McLaurin catch?
I mean, all of it. I mean, it's just – you're putting, like, when he runs whatever type of zone scheme that he runs, it just puts people out of position, and it's just terrible. It's pretty much like, hey, let's find a hole and hit it. So McLaurin, I mean, missed tackles. We still got to get better at open field tackling.
Right.
Obviously, we made plays when we needed to, but bad position. And, again, you know, giving the ball back to the offense 5 different times, it's unacceptable. You know, they just got to get better and eliminate the nonsense. But that's on coaching. That's on Jason Garrett for some reason throwing out all the good plays and doing the bad plays. Like, I was looking on the Giants app. Second half, we kicked a field goal. We scored 3 points in the second half. And if you look at the scoring by quarter, our scoring went down. We had 0 in the fourth. Their scoring went up. They had 10 points in the fourth. And all that tells me, as a person observing football, is that, yeah, the coaches changed it up because the players are still the same. The running backs are still the same. We should have kept pounding the ball. Why are we putting the ball in player number 8's hands when we don't have to? We had 106 yards rushing at halftime. Why did you guys change it up? Stop the wishy-washy coaching. That's the problem right there. Because I'm never excited when we're up. Because I said, like I always say, give them time and they're going to show up. Certain coaches and certain players. Shout out to Austin Mack from Ohio State. We got to get Benjamin Victor, his counterpart, in there, the lanky 6'4 receiver. Get his ass in there. Let's make it happen. I better never see Nate Ebner's dumbass on the field again. I mean, what is he even on the Giants for? He stinks. And he looks like a knockoff version of Russell Brand. We don't need him. He's not good. But Patrick Graham has to stick with it. Stick with the blitzes. Stick with the pressure. Leonard Williams has 5 sacks right now. Keep that up. Just stick with it. Stop second-guessing yourselves as coaches. Jason Garrett, too. We'll turn it on. Keep running the ball. Pounding fools. And Evan Engram, I was listening to, on the Giants app. You hear Harry Carson was kind of like, man, if Evan Engram would have caught that ball that bounced off his face, it almost turned into the Philly game, a potentially game-changing drop by Evan Engram. And that's what makes it, because then we had a penalty, then we punted, and then they were attacking us again. Evan Engram, get the cobwebs out of your freaking eyes, ears, and mouth, man. I don't know what's going on with him. Yeah, he had a great touchdown catch, but we only remember what your last good play was. You're only as good as your last play in any sport. So Evan Engram got to get more consistent.
Get him in the meat grinder.
Yeah,
get him in the meat
grinder.
Say it, bro. That's what we wait
for. He definitely got to go in there. But also the coaches, too. You know, oh,
man,
consistent.
You
got to
say the word.
Put Evan Engram face first into the meat grinder. That's where he goes.
There it is.
And I gotta say, I didn't call in on Thursday, but the whole Golden Tate thing I think is ridiculous. That's just on coaching.
Yeah.
Who cares if he yelled at the camera? He could have said, "I don't like broccoli." And what are you gonna come for his head? The guy is a great player, and obviously, who cares what his wife treated? It's almost like that was a personal thing. They felt offended. But you got exposed, coaches. You're not playing a good player. You gave him the ball in six times in three games, and out of those six times, he had four catches, and out of those four catches, two touchdowns. Let's look at the numbers. Forget opinions, people. That whole Golden Tate thing was it's just a disrespectful, sad, pathetic thing. You know, if that's the case,
overblown.
They should have traded him. Why keep him? You know, so I blame Joe Judge because he's the guy that's who could have said, hey, you know what, forget all this stuff. Get this guy to get a ball. It's not like he went on – it's not like he himself went to the press and said, yeah, the coaches are bad, they've got him in front, I hate this organization. He just said to the camera, give me the ball, and all of a sudden he's excluded from practice.
You know what?
So I think that's crazy.
But you know what got me? You know what got me? Bleed blue, by the way. What got me was I didn't like that either. I'm with you completely, but dang, you know what it did? It puts me in a funny position because at the same time, I wanted them to either try to give some light to either Austin Mack or Benjamin Victor in his absence. And Austin Mack came through today. And technically, as far as I was concerned, he shouldn't have got called for not scoring. That's just me, but maybe I'm just a homer. But you know, that wouldn't have been possible if Tate was on the field. On the other hand, Tate knows how to eat up Washington. So, you know, it's just – all of this is bad. It was a bad look. Just, you know, players get emotional. This is the NFL, man. They don't wear dresses here, you know. And no offense, ladies. I'm just saying this could have been avoided with some meaningful dialogue and some personnel conference. And it didn't have to go into the media, none of that. It could have been handled right then and there. But, you know, what's the use of being, you know, a New York Giant if you can't be stupid sometimes? Anyway, this is the post-game roundtable. Victorious on Washington, 23-20. If you're listening for the first time, our number is 929-477-4171, and you can check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Bleed Blue Show at BleedBlueShow.com and the whole nine yards. And another thing we do, this is the part of the conversation on Sunday in a post-game show where we ask each other questions here on the round table. So what we have here is we have Lady Blue or Kristen or Carl or Manny or Billy Bob or Bakes or DB Nation. This is the time when they ask each other a question and put the person that they ask on the clock. So who wants to go first? I'm just going to throw it out there that way. Anybody got a question for anybody else? Listen, this
is you know what? I got one.
Go ahead.
I feel like it's a classroom or whatever.
Well,
who raised their hand first?
Well,
who raised their hand? Okay.
Gotta get like the buzzer in the. Gotta get like the buzzer in the game. By the way, shout out to R.I.P. Alex Trebek. By the way, Alex Trebek, R.I.P. Man, I couldn't believe that when I heard that today.
Yeah. That was a shocker. Very sad.
That's right.
Well,
love and respect.
Let me ask this. All right, so let me ask this. Why do you think the Giants had such an issue stopping Alex Smith the second Kyle Allen got hurt?
I want to take that question. Hold up.
Did
hold up. I want to direct that question.
The game was over?
I want to direct that question directly. I'm going to shine that question that you just said, Carl, directly at Biggs. Directly at Biggs. Go ahead, homie. Frontline extraordinaire. Answer that question.
Yeah. So I was wondering that, too. And the only thing I can think about is maybe they didn't game plan for him. And, you know, they didn't game plan or scout for him. So maybe that would be a reason why. He's not as mobile as he used to be, but, you know, I don't think it should have been a tremendous issue, but it just didn't seem like they could catch a line on how to defend him. And just the whole second half just seemed like a polar opposite of the first half and how the defense played. So it's a quandary to me, like, why would you switch up what you were doing? And it didn't make any sense to me. So that's what I was thinking, maybe because they didn't game plan for him and didn't know if he would run more or whatever the case is, but it was weird for me too.
We gave him his first touchdown in over 2 years, and we made him look like Joe Montana.
Really, on the team that he used to play for. Oh man, anybody else want to answer that?
Yeah, I do, man. I do. I'm gonna tell you what it is. I'm gonna tell you what it is because it's the same thing that happened with Carson Wentz. Alex Smith is a veteran quarterback who's been successful in this league for a long time, right?
Right.
You cannot play a zone defense and only rush three, maybe four guys at the quarterback that's a veteran and leave all those spaces open. Alex Smith thrives against a zone. He thrives against when you leave it open passing windows, and that's what that zone defense did, and that's what he exploited. Even the one where he threw the pick to Jabril Peppers that flew over the running back's head, the running back was wide open. He sat in the zone, and he was open. You can't sit in the zone and try to protect his lead. This is where the Giants folded because they ended up trying to protect the lead instead of trying to build the lead. They didn't attack on defense. When we attacked Alex Smith, what happened? He turned the ball over. When you sat in that zone, he all game for the tune of about 300 yards and a touchdown. So that's why we fell apart. It had nothing to do with game planning. It has everything to do with we struggle when you got a veteran quarterback who knows how to execute against a zone defense.
There you go. And can I give a shout out to Logan Ryan today? I thought he did very well. He, you know, he had that interception, but he had about – I don't have the stats in front of me. But I could have sworn he was in every play, man, at least 7 tackles today that I saw. And he was very active, and that kind of thing can only inspire and make us better. You know, I just felt that he was really, really involved, and it was worth it. It was worth it. Any more questions for anybody else in the house? Anybody got a question for Kristen?
Hey,
Kristen, do you have a question? Because you're the quiet one. What's Kristen at?
Actually, no, I'm proud of what we did today. I'm proud of the defense. We did good. We have shown signs of life in the past couple of weeks. You know, we've just got to keep the momentum going.
Exactly.
We can't afford it. We did great today. No turnovers. The penalties were at a minimum, and it was all on Washington for a change. So that was big. So as long as we keep up this train, as long as we keep going, we'll be all right. And we just got to keep the faith. That's all. Bleed blue.
Bleed blue. You know, I got to say something because Kristen just kind of reminded me of it, and anybody can answer this. It's just an open question. You know, so we won today, and I think it was – thanks, was it you? I'm Manny. I don't know. Somebody alluded earlier about how we can go on a roll. I think it might have been Manny. But look, we won today, right? And the Eagles are beatable. We already know that. That's Lady Blue. They're beatable, okay? We got do we go on a bye yet? Or what's the next week? I think we go on a bye next week, but I'm not really sure. But I think we're going to bye after the Eagles. And we come back, and we got the Bengals, man. And the next week we got the Seahawks, who are starting to look rather fallible, you know, offensively. Okay, you guys see this? You see what happened today? They got broke down against the Bills,
who have a decent defense, but our defense is improving. There's a chance we probably can open up the goddamn sky somewhere. Does anybody feel as optimistic as I do, or do you just feel like, okay, Christopher, why don't you just take a chill pill for a minute because we have to work on this, we have to work on that, we have to work on this. What do you think? Anybody?
It all depends
on
which Giants team shows up.
They have to beat somebody not named Washington.
Yeah. That's true. Somebody not named Washington.
I mean, that's the issue.
But look at this division. Look at this division. It's a complete shit show. Okay? There is nobody dominating here. There is nobody ascending here, okay? And there's definitely nobody who is a powerhouse here, okay? So, look.
Nobody.
We all on this, it's sort of like we on the – you ever played basketball on the indoor courts? We're not on the main court. We're on one of those side courts right there where, you know you don't got no running. You're not going to be one of the players in the middle during gym. We're that court. And I think we have a chance to really dominate that court, you know. That's just me. What do y'all think?
Because the main thing that stands out to me is the run game, because Tampa Bay had the number one run defense, and we pretty much gouged them at will until we went away from it. So anybody I'm confident that the Giants can run on anyone in the league. The run game is getting better and increasing every week. The offensive line is gelling, blocking better every week. So forget anyone else. It doesn't even matter, especially the NFC East that we're in. I can't wait to play Philly and pound those fuckers right in the face. A gap, B gap, pound the ball. No, they can't stop us. That O-line is just getting better, and the running backs get stronger as the game goes. Keep giving Wayne Gallman the ball. He's an animal.
Okay.
And then Alfred Morris comes in to spell him. So that's the thing I'm really happy about, confident about, because that ball gets over, pound him in the face. And that's something you gotta fear right now. Like teams, like anyone who watched that Tampa game, they didn't give up any 100-yard rushes except us. So now it's like, man, the Giants, they haven't been playing well, but they're running that ball awful well. So get ready, we're punching people in the face, and it's beautiful.
We gotta stop being cute. Did anybody laugh their asses off when they tried to do that flea flicker? Oh, come on, that was like watching the football
follow. I wanted to cry.
That was bad. Yeah,
I'm with
okay.
you, Lady Blue.
We
no
have to stop being
shit.
Cute. There's no
right.
cute in football.
That's right.
And
let's wrap up. The thing is, let's be aggressive and wrap up the season by beating the shit out of Dallas. That's all I care about.
Oh, here she goes.
Let's redeem ourselves. Come back. Listen, let's just show them. Let's just show the league. Don't sleep on us. That's all. Don't
I fucking hate
us.
Dallas.
Let's keep this ball rolling, and we got a damn good shot at beating the shit out of Dallas. And just
whole thing was
just because.
The Cowboys. But my
oh, you have no idea. I can write
I
a book.
Despise the Cowboys. But
so many.
Not as much as I do.
I despise the Cowboys.
It's just there. I'm telling you, that's all. Just keep the ball rolling. Keep the train going. Keep the momentum up. Don't let go of the defense. Nobody's letting up anywhere. Keep pressure on the quarterbacks, and we're good.
I'm
so burning
can
up
can
mad.
I say,
can I just say?
I'm we need to mad. Learn how to finish. That's our key word of the week. We need to learn how to finish. Play a full 60 minutes of football,
I'm
guys.
Burning up
this
mad.
Is bullshit.
My whole thing was
I would just like to say, in the beginning of the year, before all this shit show started,
I'm burning up mad.
We need to control the line of scrimmage, run the ball, take the ball out of Daniel Jones' hands so much, and play defense. I said that in the beginning of the year. And now that what I'm hearing all of us say is we need to run the ball and let the defense control it. You know, sometimes I hate being right.
Oh man, look here. All right. So, with that being said, okay, and again,
if we can just have Manny Dogs replace Gettleman, we'll be good.
There we go.
I'll do it for some Cookie Crisp. They ain't even got to pay me.
All right.
So,
Hey, Chris, let me follow up on that point that was just made. Let me you know, when Saquon got hurt, we had a fear that – no, unfortunately not. But, no, you know, when Saquon went down in the second week of the season, you know, we had a fear of whether or not the Giants would be able to run the ball with any level of effectiveness because he wasn't there and, you know, we had other guys coming in. But as it has played out over these weeks, now, they don't get the explosive run, you know, the 20, 25, 50-yard run that, you know, Saquon would provide in a given game. But they're not getting negative plays out of the running game either. And I think, you know, 2 yards is fine. 3 yards is fine. And I think just for the way that the offense is constructed, that maybe less is more. And it's been effective for them this season, the last, you know, 6-7 games without him. And that's nothing against the player itself, but it's just on the structure of how the offense is constructed that just not getting negative plays has worked out for them.
Mm. That's interesting.
I would like to respond. Yeah. I would like to respond.
Yes, go. Respond.
Yeah, listen, man, I agree, but here's what I would say to this. We weren't running this philosophy when Saquon was in. We were still running that shotgun read bullshit, that zone stuff. Before Saquon went down, I got to remind us, he had 4 carries for 28 yards because we were running at the line of scrimmage from under center. I would love to see Saquon running behind the scheme that we're using right now. I would love that. Now, if I'll be the first one to eat crow if we put him behind something like this that we're running the type of plays, and he does nothing. I think you put him in any one of those Alfred Morris runs, and he's gone. You put him in any of them Goldman breakaways, he's gone. The season looks way different with that.
But man, here's the thing. The offense with the running game that they had with when he was there is the same one that was going on when he was in college. Like, that's what he's been running basically for about, I don't know, 5 years. Like, that's his style. So I can't get upset that they're not using a different style when that's been the same style he's basically – I mean, I saw him at Penn State. I watched him in person actually a couple of times myself. That's what he's been running for his whole career.
But we haven't – we've all agreed to say the first 2 weeks, the offensive line couldn't move a body. You guys are – I'm not crazy. I remember we all talked about that. The offensive line couldn't move a body. When you get to the NFL, you forget what you did in college because that don't even matter. You adjust to what you can do. And I would like to see it. Like I said, I'll be the first one to eat crow. I would like to see him run straight at this line the way we've been doing it. We got a glimpse before he got hurt. That's 7 yards a carry. 4 for 28, that's 7 yards a carry. And then he got hurt. I'd like to see it. And what better year to do it than next year when he's in his option year? So.
We can't talk about what Saquon can't do for us right now. All I can talk about a veteran running back named Alfred Morris coming in the last week.
You bugging Billy Bob? Get off
Billy Bob!
Come on!
Hey, listen. Hey, I said, listen.
I said when
Alfred Morris got in, I said for some odd reason, he's making it a little bit easier for Goldman because when you have a running back that can pound and then he can, like, show you, like, how to hit the holes and how to, like, maneuver, we already know what type of running back Alfred Morris was before he got here. We wasn't looking for – y'all even said it. We wasn't looking for them spectacular stuff. I just knew, like, he's a running back that I know that runs down the hill, and as the game progresses, he gets better. So with that being said, that's how we lost to Tampa, because if David Bell was stuck to that run, he had like 9 carries for 28 yards, but if he would have stuck to it, we had the lead, we would have came out, we would have won that game. But he left it in Daniel Jones' hand, and he fumbled. Whatever he did, we lost. But this week, today, We see what happened when Alfred Morris touched the ball and just consistently ran it. The average per carry was 7.2. Even with Gallman being in, I think he made Gallman a better runner. I hate to say that. It was like a chemistry thing. It's starting to look like that Earth and Wind when you had Brandon Jacobs and Amar Bradshaw. And listen, that offensive line looks very good. Manny Dawgs, you said it. I'm going to give you this part. You said, you asked that question to me. I'm like, we shouldn't even do that to it. They should just keep it the way it is and let them boys grow. Listen, that's a rookie left tackle. We have a quarterback that's not had yet got to his veteran, but sooner or later he'll start to understand how to help that left tackle progresses, like know how to like dodge sacks or get it together. Let them grow. Like I said, ain't no need for another quarterback. I said Daniel Jones is just good enough to where. Hold on, wait. All I'm saying, Daniel Jones is good enough to where you can do the same thing with the Rams. You can make them look good. Come on, guys.
All right. Well, I got. Okay. I got one more. Okay, to reply to that. Let's get Deviation on that.
Wayne Gallman has been good ever since we got him from Clemson. We just hadn't been playing him because the coaches that we had and have right now are morons. Alfred Morris just got signed, and yeah, he did run the ball well. But Wayne Gallman has always been good, so I don't feel like he. I mean, it's a good 1-2 punch, but I don't feel like he taught or helped or taught Gallman anything. Gallman has been pounding it between the tackles before we signed this dude, and I'm happy that we have him because now we got two people, you know, because you're going to get tired at some point, and I'd rather have two than one, and it's working. But Wayne Gallman has been that dude since day one. It's just that our front office and those coaches have just been dumb, and we're finally pounding the ball behind a good O-line.
All right. On that note, since there's just a few of us left, let me go ahead and ask you for your final thoughts on this wonderful Bleed Blue Sunday. So, Lady Blue, kick it off, please.
Final thoughts is I'm just going to mellow in the wind, drink my wine, and just hope we can play a full four quarters next week and take the Sheagles down. Other than that, I'm going to enjoy the rest of my Sunday and just wear my Bleed Blue clothes loud and proud as always. Bleed Blue.
Bleed Blue. That's an incredible one. Lady Blue herself. Speaking of another incredible one, Kristen, final thoughts, please.
Well, it's far from over. It's far from over. So let's just beat the Sheagles. We need to be redeemed on that game and Dallas, and I'll be really happy. So Bleed Blue, and everybody enjoy the rest of their night.
Bleed Blue. Carl, my man.
So we got this win today. And the season has some glimmer of hope, but only if they win next week. And this Philadelphia thing, you know, at some point, this has to end. We'll talk about it Thursday more. But, you know, if we want to really feel like there's something, you know, that we can build on top of what happened today, beat the Eagles on Sunday. Enough of this shit. None of these, you know, 15-point leads and you lose the game because of some other nonsense or whatever it is, as it's we've seen too many times before. Beat Philadelphia no matter what you have to do. End that streak now.
No, right.
Hell to the yes.
That's right. That's Carl, y'all. Manny Dawgs.
First, I want to tell everybody, man, I love y'all. I love this show, and I love all the Bleed Blue fans. Y'all be making me laugh and smile and cry and yell at the same time. But this is for Billy Bob. Billy Bob, I bet you 25 push-ups Shane Lemieux could beat Alfred Morris in a 40-yard foot race. Bleed Blue.
Yes.
Billy Bob.
Say it. Challenge accepted.
Billy Bob asked
him
to
get the butt. Hey, man, he threw me with that one, bro. He just threw me with that one. Hey, listen. Final thoughts. Listen. Hey, listen. Y'all can say what y'all want to say. But if it's just beating Washington and learning how to win, that's a good thing because I guess we're starting to learn how to win. And like I said, if we stay healthy and Jason Garrett just don't find some way to mess it up, we'll be all right.
Yeah, really. I'll go with that. I'll go with that. Bleed Blue on that one. Damn. You ain't lying.
Bleed blue.
Bleed blue. BB Nation.
It's crazy how the Giants, with just a little bit of adjustments with coaching and whatnot and getting the right players on the field, we could easily be undefeated. Like, still, it doesn't matter who we play. We could easily be undefeated if we had done things the right way, but it is what it is. We are where we are right now. And it's just consistency. You know, no coach has got to stay on it. And this is sad. I don't even remember the last time we beat Philly, man. I hate that. Like, I have to go all the way back in the history books. Like, you know, I was looking at stuff when Jerry Shockey caught that touchdown on top of Brian Dawkins. I mean, was that the last time we beat Philly? Damn. Please, let's beat the Smeagles, man. I'm tired of Philly, man. Goodness.
We actually beat him a couple of years ago. We beat Carson Wentz at home. But
I guess it just feels like such a long time
don't
ago.
Don't ask me what year it was.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got Bakes' final thought is solid win. We need a full game effort against Philly next week. All right, y'all know how it goes. Thursday is our tranquilizer meeting, where we just throw the hell on off like hardcore therapy about what we're going to do when we when we beat the Philadelphia Eagles next week. And that would be the 15th of November, just before our bye. And I think there's a very winnable game at home. I know we know our team, and we get to be a little bit. We know our fallacies, but I don't want you guys to focus on that as much as beating this fucking ugly ass green pukey ass team over there across the bridge from me. Anyway, make a long story short, man. I appreciate you guys too. I love the show. This is a great one right here. This is one for the archives. And if you want to hear it again, go to the archives, man. You know, our archives are on iTunes, Podcast Republic, Stitcher apps, Podcast, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. I think I know it by now. And also make sure to like the Bleed Blue Show fan page, you know, so you can check out the video episodes and the video highlights and the breakdowns and all that kind of good stuff and the good spirit of conversation. Check out us. Check out all the social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Bleed Blue Show, www.bleedblueshow.com. You can hear about the other. If you're a Yankee and Ranger and Knickerbocker Ave fan, you'll find the shows over there as well. This was a good win. Nonetheless, it was ugly looking, but, you know, when have we ever been pretty? 23-20 over the Washington football team. And you heard some fantastic conversation. You heard it from everybody, from Rayson, Big Sean, DB Nation, Billy Bob, Carl, Kristen, Bakes, Manny, and the wonderful Lady Blue. Yo, man, this is your boy, Chris. I'll be back on Thursday, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time for the pregame show. Steve Azul will be there, hopefully, for the pregame show on Thursday, and we can do this again. This is ultimate blue therapy right here. Tell your friends, tell your partners. They want to hear some spirited shit with some knowledgeable fans. Yo, 929-477-4171 is the number. They know it. Y'all know it, and everybody knows it. All right, y'all. This was a good one. And we're going to beat the Eagles next week, too. And we have another conversation like this. I hope you agree with me. Anyway, bleed blue, y'all. Have a good weekend.
Bleed blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep bloop, 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 bleep bloop.